You're a big, hairy octopus.
Well, you ain't gonna find a job like dancing on my place, kiddo.
Boy, I sure hope not.
Well, I see the employee turnover is still a problem with you, Maury.
Huh? Oh, hello, Hicks. Well, how's everything over at the Vice Squad?
Busy. And how's everything at Maury Prince's Go-Go Club? Or should I ask?
Oh, you mean at Trixie? Listen, I can pick up a dancer like that any time I want it.
I'll bet. What'd you do, Maury? Get a little too friendly back there in your office?
She's just touchy. Hey, how'd you get in?
Back door. I wanted to get a good seat for tonight's show.
Well, there ain't gonna be a show. The star just quit on me. You seen her.
Yeah, and lucky for you, too. Because like I've been warning you night after night, Maury, the department is getting a lot of heat from the city council about the caliber of show you've been putting on here. And tonight could have been the night we have to bust you.
Oh, yeah? Well, tonight, the most exciting attraction at this place will be watching the fights on television.
Yeah. In that case, maybe I'll get home early for once.
Yeah. Well, hurry back, Hicks.
Yeah. I hope little Trixie doesn't have a big boyfriend.
She's just a little dumb broad. In 15 minutes, you'll forget all about our misunderstanding.
Ah, mistake number two. Maury Prince's first mistake, of course, was trying to get cozy with his go-go dancer, Trixie Delight. But his second mistake was in writing her off, assuming she'd just forget that episode in his office when all she wanted was her paycheck. Now, we haven't heard the last of little blonde Trixie, nor has Maury. In a minute, we'll go back to the dingy little go-go tavern in the dustier part of the big city and see what happens to Maury Prince when Trixie comes back. Oh, yes, indeed, she comes back, indeed, and brings her own peculiar kind of revenge. But first, Trixie will meet someone who has the power to change the course of her life and Maury's, for that matter. I'll be right back with tonight's story of crisis, a little number we call Luck, right after this. After Trixie Delight walked out on Maury Prince, she kept on walking through the city until she found herself at the bus station, the first place she stepped off the bus after getting on it in Weehawken. In her purse, just enough money to buy a trip back.
Where to?
What?
You're going to buy a ticket, or are you modeling Kleenex?
Oh, excuse me. Just let me think for a minute.
Thinking is over by the benches. This is the line for buying. Buying here, thinking there. Okay?
I'm sorry.
Think nothing of it. Okay, next.
Excuse me. Could I sit down here?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Hey, buck up, honey. You'll find a better job.
Huh? What did you say?
Nothing. Forget it.
You said something about I'd find a better job. How did you know I lost my job?
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it. It's happened again.
What did?
Oh, yeah, it's nothing. Only, see, sometimes I get the feeling I know what someone is thinking. Like right now. When you sat down, I knew you'd lost your job.
Yeah? What are you, a mind reader?
No, I'm just a housekeeper.
A housewife?
No, a housekeeper. A scrub person.
Oh.
Only right now I'm looking.
In the bus depot?
Well, I thought I'd get out of town and try upstate. Hey, what kind of work are you out of? Wait a minute. You're in show business, right?
Right. Say, you're pretty good. What's your name?
Sonia. What's yours?
Trixie Delight. Oh, well, that's my stage name. My real name is Marcella Schellenbarger.
Well, hi.
Hi. Listen, what's a person who can read minds doing as a scrub person?
About the only kind of work I can get. You see, I just can't keep my big mouth shut. I mean, when I'd be working around an office, Half the time, I'd know when the phone was going to ring, and then I'd know who was calling and all about the big secret business deals. And, well, I was always in trouble. So I got a job where I'd be all alone, scrubbing floors. At night, after everyone's gone home.
Gee.
It gets pretty lonely.
I'll bet. Hey, listen. Why don't you try working up an act?
You mean, like on TV?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, for a club.
I could never do anything like that.
Sure you could. It's easy. Would you believe it? I'd never been in show business for even a second until I got that job at the Go-Go Club. Maury said I had all the natural talent for it.
Well, what did you have to do?
Oh, just dance. And I love to dance.
What could I do?
Tell fortunes.
Huh?
Sure. Hey, I'll bet you could even get a job at... Oh, no. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. And you're not an enemy. I think you're going to be a friend.
What was it you were going to say? I could even get a job where?
Oh, I was going to say movies. But forget it.
Why forget it? Hey, listen. I'm down to my last $7.43.
Sonia?
Yeah?
I have an idea. Maybe I'm crazy, but it just might kill two birds with one stone. Yeah, it just might do that.
Trixie, I knew you'd come back, baby. Come to Papa.
Hands off, Maury.
Hey, a lot of the regular customers have been asking about you. Who's this you got with you?
She's your next big attraction, Maury.
Hey, you gotta be kidding. I'm sorry, honey. This go-go dancing requires a lot more than...
A natural talent, I know. That's not why Trixie brought me here, Mr. Finn.
No? Okay, I'll bite. Why did she bring you?
Sonia can foretell the future.
Oh, can she now?
Don't you see, Maury? You could build a dynamite act around it.
Honey, the only kind of act my clientele goes for is...
I know. But suppose I come back and dance, and then Sonia goes on with the fortune-telling act.
Are you kidding? Fortune-tellers are for carnivals or high-class nightclubs, not for Maury Prince's go-go heaven. I'm sorry, honey.
Okay, Maury. Say goodbye to Maury, Sonia.
Goodbye, Maury. Your phone's gonna ring.
Huh?
Why don't you answer it, Maury?
Hey, what is this?
You'd better answer it, Mr. Prince. The fella's getting tired of waiting. And he's not a very nice fella.
Huh? Yeah, hello? Yeah? Oh, hello, Ernie. Hey, you in cahoots with Ernie the Butcher?
No.
What say, Ernie? Listen, you don't have to talk like that to me. I know I owe you. But business is off and... You heard what? No, she didn't walk out on me. In fact, she's right here. Come on, Trixie, take the phone. Talk to the guy. He thinks she don't dance here no more and he holds a big note on my place. Come on, please. Tell him you still work here. Tell him.
And what if I don't?
If you don't, Ernie will foreclose. I owe him 10 big ones, Trixie. I can't pay that kind of bread. I'll break my neck. Tell him.
All right. Give me the phone.
Here.
Hello, Ernie? Yeah, this is Trixie. Oh, you caught my act, huh? Gee, thanks a lot. Oh, sure, I'm still working for Maury. In fact, he's even got a great new act, a mind-reading girl. She can tell the future. Well, thanks, Ernie. Sure, here he is.
He wants to talk to you again.
Okay. Yeah, Ernie. See? Well, I'm certainly glad to hear you say that. Thanks, Ernie. Oh, sure, anytime. Drop in anytime. Whew. Honey, you saved my life, you know that? Now promise me you won't walk out of me again.
And you promise me you'll put Sonia to work tonight.
Okay, sure.
And one other thing.
Yeah.
Hands off. Both of us. Understand?
Well, kid, here's your showbiz debut. You nervous?
Oh, are you kidding?
Now, when the music stops and they kill the lights, I go out while Trixie gets off the stage, and then I introduce you. Got it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, Maury's Go-Go Heaven takes pleasure in presenting for the first time anywhere the woman who can see into the future. The incredible Madame Sonia! All right, let's give the lady a chance, okay?
I don't know what to do.
Are you nuts? Start telling the future. Come on, you're losing them.
I've never done anything like this before.
What do you mean? Trixie and you said you was a fortune teller.
All right. Which one of you gentlemen will ask Madame Sonia the first question about the future? And be nice.
Who's going to win the second at Aqueduct?
The second race at Aqueduct? Tinkerbell.
All right. Another question, please.
Yeah, when is my mother-in-law going to leave town?
Your mother-in-law left town last year.
Hey.
With your wife.
Hey, she's right.
Yeah. How are you with the stock market questions?
Well, I'll try.
Okay, should I hang on to my portfolio of glamour stocks or sell?
Sell as fast as you can.
I never seen anything like it. It was terrific, Sonia.
No kidding. We forgot all about go-go dancing.
This'll be all over town by morning. Sonia, I want you to sign a contract with me tonight.
Oh, no. No contracts yet.
Trixie.
I'll do whatever Trixie says.
All right.
Now, will you get out of the dressing room?
Oh, sure. I'll see you later, Sonia.
Hey, Trixie. Did I really do okay?
Oh, are you kidding? Listen to them. Those guys think you're some kind of magic. How do you do it anyway?
I don't know. I just get hunches. Usually they're right.
Boy, you sure had him eaten out of your hand.
Trixie, are we still going to do like you said?
Sure. Set him up, then make with the phony predictions. Sally, care to predict what that'll do to Maury's go-go heaven?
Yeah, I know what it'll do. In 48 hours, Maury's go-go heaven will cease to exist.
Right.
Hey, that could hurt an awful lot of people.
They'll recover. The guy that won't recover is Maury Prince. They'll take him apart. And then Ernie the Butcher will take care of what's left.
Ernie the Butcher?
The guy Maury owes $10,000 to.
Boy, you must really hate Mr. Prince.
Well, let me put it this way. When I first came to work here, I got a very negative impression from Maury. But as I got to know him, this impression changed to disgust. And it deepened into hatred. A relationship like ours has to ripen and mature. Let's get changed and get out of here.
Good morning, you beautiful things, you. Have you seen the papers?
No.
Listen, this is the Nightbeat column. In the grind and strip, something new has been added. A mind reader named Madame Sonia is taking her minds off other things at Maury Prince's go-go heaven.
How about that? The first time ever this place has gotten a mention in the papers.
Except the time I closed you down for a weekend.
Hicks.
Hello, Maury. Trixie.
Hi.
And this is our fortune teller.
Listen, Hicks, you vice squad guys can take a powder. We're running more legit than we've ever done before. And it's thanks to Madame Sonia.
That's so. Well, just be careful you don't get in trouble with the Bunko Squad, Madame Sonia.
Hey, please, Mr. Hicks, be careful when you leave.
You're the one to be careful, babe. Well, I'll be in for tonight's show, Maury. Save me a ringside table.
Oh, no, you won't, Mr. Hicks. You won't.
What do you mean, no, he won't? If he says he'll be here, he'll be here.
Oh, I knew it.
What's the matter? Something happened to Hicks out there. Wow. A taxi got him. Right outside the door.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the moment you've been waiting for. Get your questions ready. Prince's Go-Go Heaven proudly introduces Madame Sonia.
Hey,
oh. All right, now before we have your questions, how about Madame Sonia's predictions from last night, huh? She predicted that Tinkerbell would win in the second race at Aqueduct, and the winner was Tinkerbell, paying $9.40. Okay, somebody asked if he ought to sell his glamour stocks. Today they opened off sharply, and by noon they were down an average of 4 points. Huh? Now let's see what Madame Sonia can tell us tonight.
I have a piece of property I'm trying to buy, and the seller won't come down on the price.
It won't make any difference to you, sir. You'll never live to complete your plans. Next question. Over here.
Well, I don't know if I want to know the answer or not now.
I'll give you your answer anyway. The person you are curious about cannot be trusted. You're being played for a fool. Yes. Yes, this man.
Is this some kind of a shady trick you're pulling on us?
You ought to know. You ought to know all about shady tricks, sir. Your business stinks of it.
Well, folks, I guess Madame Sonia is well, she calls him as she sees him. Right, Madame Sonia?
Get off the stage, you creep.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry to all of you.
Boy, Sonia, you really socked it to him last night. He emptied that dive like a bomb had gone off when you finished your act.
Trixie, it's nothing but luck, don't you see? Sometimes I hit it right, and sometimes I don't.
Yeah, but last night...
Last night, I just said whatever came into my head. Anything to be difficult, like we planned.
Well, it sure worked. I'll bet we ruined old Maury.
Hey, Trixie, I see Maury's name coming off the sign. Like it ceased to exist.
Look, forget it, will you? From now on, you can use your powers for good.
Trixie, I don't have any powers. I just have hunches. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. Hey, it's just luck, that's all. Just luck.
Hey, Sonia! Sonia!
Oh, no, it's Maury.
Hey, I've been looking all over for you.
Try the other side of town.
Oh, hi, Trixie. Sonia, listen. Listen for a minute. Remember the man you said would never live to see his plans come true? Well, he's on the front page this morning. You seen it?
No.
Here, have a look. Investment broker shot. Wife held.
That's not possible.
Oh, listen, Sonia. I'm bagging the go-go dancers. Changing the name of the place.
But I tell you, Maury, it was just luck last night. Luck.
Oh, sure. Bad luck for some of them, but good luck for me. Now, about the dough. House $2,000 a week to start. And I want to name the place...
$2,000 a week?
You still here, Trixie? And I want to name the place Madame Sonia's. That all right with you? Because if it is, Maury's Go-Go Heaven will cease to exist. As of now.
We leave you with the enigmatic question, was it luck? Or did Sonia have more ESP than she knew? Luck, tonight's offering on Crisis, featured John Anadola, Pat French, Lee Posh, and Douglas Young.